Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Grant Paulson. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We're changing things up. We're going to be making the show available for you 1 hour at a time. So if you're looking for a specific part of the hour of a show, look below at the description of what we've been talking about for time cues.
It's Danny. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you live on the radio from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays on 106.7 The Fan.
Couple of takeaways out of our interview with Kirk Cousins today. Welcome back, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. There's a story up, thanks to Blue Shorts for writing at thefandc.com, about our interview with Kirk Cousins on him having a conversation with Max Scherzer, as you just heard, that led to him getting insurance policy that Scherzer apparently got after he signed his first big contract in Major League Baseball, and it allows Cousins to play with a peace of mind. And you hear all the time Cousins saying, I don't mind going year to year. I don't mind playing 1 year at a time. And everyone says, well, what if he gets hurt? Well, now we have a little indication and inclination as to why he is so confident and okay with it. And some of it comes back to fellow DC superstar Max Scherzer.
And it was an uncomfortable question that I asked, and I fully acknowledge that. I was actually a little bit behind the scenes. I was kind of wrestling with how to do it before Kirk came on, but it's something that I thought of and I think is important. In so much as, reminds me of the Seinfeld episode when George Costanza asks one of the New York Yankees, you ever think with all the travel that you guys have to do, there'll be more plane crashes? Like, just something you should just never bring up to somebody. And here I am going, you plan a lot of one-year deals. You ever think it could all be over with a bad hit? But, like, it's important, I think, because it's it definitely is part of the risk-reward of these contracts and things that he's been very willing to play on and agree to. And he handled it great, as he always does, because he's excellent at this sort of thing. But I think it was important to get out there. And I had no idea about that. It was a conversation with DC royalty in terms of multiple Cy Young winner Max Scherzer that turned him on to the idea.
So this story at thefandc.com that Blue Shorts wrote, he's got a nugget here. He said, Scherzer, now with the Nationals, famously took out a $40 million insurance policy for injury.
But those premiums are pretty pricey.
Yeah, exactly. He said $750,000 is what it cost, and he did that prior to hitting free agency in 2014. He was with the Tigers at the time. Of course, he went on to get 7 years and $210 million. And Cousins says it's not cheap insurance. That's what he told us. But it's well worth it. Gives you basically the sense that you can't put a price on peace of mind. Certain situations in your career, maybe not every year, but certain situations, it makes sense. I did the research this past offseason, the last two off seasons. So Cousins' point is he's had this now for a couple straight years, and it's due to this conversation with Max Scherzer.
And it comes up, of course, because the number of hits he's taken this year with the offensive line in flux as it has been, has been higher. Worse skill position guys, more time patting the football, et cetera. He's been hit a lot more, been hitting the running game as he's scrambled more. That just happened. I think it's inevitable that these sorts of things, you can't just live this charmed life. But that hit yesterday took from Chandler Jones. Again, it's you're always one instant away in this league of having your career altered. And that's why, as I've said, I would never do a one-year deal under any circumstances as a player, but it's obviously worked out well for him.
Cousins also, when we asked him about Jay Gruden, made some headlines as well. The Washington Post's Dan Steinberg and the DC Sports Blog wrote this up today. Successful NFL teams have continuity, was the point that Cousins made. And he went back to in the interview when we had asked him about the coaching staff and Jay Gruden being called really into question, his job security, his future with the team. Cousins' quote was, I think the body of work, when you look at that and what's taken place over the last several years, it would be foolish to try to look at 1 week or 2 weeks and try to make a decision on anybody in this organization. He went on to say, continuity is a big part of football. Now think about Cousins' future as you hear this answer. Because he was talking more about Gruden and the coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he's just referring to that. I think he's talking about players as well, as you'll hear. He said, I think that trying to build continuity and create continuity is important. You look at teams that are successful year in and year out, it's kind of a chicken or the egg, which comes first. But the teams that are successful, they have continuity. They have the same head coach. They have the same quarterback. They have a lot of the same star players year in and year out. And there are some key positions that aren't changing over and over. I think to get to the next level and to be a consistent winner, You also have to create that continuity, and that is important. That speaks pretty directly, as we're talking about what is Cousins going to decide, what is the team going to decide, to his future, as well as the coaches, when it comes to what he thinks is important to succeed.
Yeah, and it all speaks to it. And I understand wanting to keep the band together, just in general, by the way, because change isn't just a word, it's upheaval. It's, you know, new systems, new coaches, new philosophies, new governing principles, new everything. You know, what you're comfortable with, and if it's been effective, or at least mildly so, you'd want to entertain that and build on that. And that's sort of, kind of natural human nature, I would say. Also, to the point of, we're close.
Mm-hmm.
If Chris Thompson's still here, this is still a pretty good offense. If I've got one more receiver on the outside, this could be a great offense. You know, if Jordan Reed is healthy, it could be. We've seen signs. We've seen moments where this team has been able to move the football on everybody at will.
Really good defense.
And we've also seen times now where it's kind of coming apart, where you don't have the personnel, and sure enough, you're struggling to do a lot of the things that we're used to seeing.
Yes, Chase Roullier is out in front blocking for Capri Bibbs.
Yeah, this is not the design, and if you're in that building, you know it's frustrating because there's so many guys that are missing and you're so close. But blowing it up now because of what it looks like this minute would probably exasperate me if I'd spent those last couple years doing what they've done.
One more Cousins quote and comment that I thought was interesting from the interview today. He said about this past win and what it could mean. He said, I'd like to think that a win can always calm down people's overreactions, but it only usually buys you about 6 days. Then you've got another date at FedEx Field next Sunday, and people will be free to overreact in either direction based on the result. So we know that in this business, it only buys you about a week, and that is okay. I think that that's a pretty good way to sum things up around here, and also a pretty good way to look at it if you're Cousins, to not get too up with the ups or down with the downs. I made an observation, though, yesterday when I went back and rewatched some of the game that I want to bounce off you.
All right.
It's something that this team lacks, and maybe it's something we don't talk enough about that I don't think has come up much this year that is a problem right now that might need to be fixed. We'll get into that next. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
It is Grant and Danny for our pals at EMP 180 Weight Loss. Here's what they want you to do. As you head into the holiday season, we're almost at Christmas time, it's Hanukkah now, New Year's is coming, you set your goal. What do you want to be in the coming year? Do you want to lose a couple inches off your waist? Do you want to weigh less? Do you want to be healthier, et cetera? You got to check on those goals. You got to be consistent about your approach, your day-to-day activity, and your attitude is everything. One setback is not the end of the world. Here's what you need to know. EMP 180 Weight Loss will help you make a life change. It's not a diet, Grant. It's not about losing a couple pounds and going back to your old bad habits. It's about changing your life and being healthier on a daily basis. EMP has changed mine. I know they've changed yours.
Yeah, you got to call them today. Danny's going to give you the number. You got to go to the website. I'll give you that now. EMP180weightloss.com. Tell them you just want to change your life and you want to improve your health. They will help you. They'll coach you up. You get your own personal coach.
Yeah.
That gives you all the tips, nuggets, answers any questions you have, and all the insight you're ever going to need. You're going to use the same equipment as professional athletes. You're going to get on the scale. Forget about the number. It's about gaining muscle, losing fat. It's about visceral fat around your organs that leads to some of the unhealthy problems people have. They will clean your act up. They will change your life.
EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180 and join the throngs of Grant and Danny listeners that have taken their lives by storm and gone to EMP180weightloss to help them out. Schedule your consultation today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back. He did tweet you that. You're on the tweet.
Why can't I? This happens all the time, and it's so irritating to me. There are people that I'd like to see that I cannot see when they tweet me.
I think you have him muted.
I don't. I've never muted him.
I'm pretty sure. He says you muted him.
I did not. Why would I do
that? He
did.
He did. It was during Star Wars Day.
No,
remember when we
did
the Star Wars thing? He muted all of us?
I muted you three.
This person got muted as well.
No, I did not mute Guilo.
Wait. Am I unmuted yet?
Yeah, I unmuted all you guys.
Is Dar unmuted?
Yeah, I unmuted all three of you guys.
And Thommy's unmuted.
Because I saw Star Wars. You couldn't ruin it for me.
All right. Zach Brown, we talked earlier about the tweet that he had, has actually had more tweets about hitting people and players needing to be okay with it. So here is what Zach Brown said on Twitter today about players who complain after they take big shots and get concussed. Look, do not play football if you do not want to get hit or hurt. Stop crying about getting hit. You know what you signed up for. Then he said to Davante Adams, which we read, tell him don't play because I'm always headhunting. And then he tweeted one last thing. I haven't been fined for a hit yet. Which is a good sign.
Which is good.
Because it means he hasn't gone helmet to helmet.
Yeah.
But what do you make of this? Don't play football if you don't want to get hit or hurt. Stop crying about getting hit. You know what you signed up for. I actually don't have a huge issue with that. If a guy is mad after a clean hit, Davante Adams is mad after an egregiously dirty hit. I rewatched the zoomed-in version of that Thomas Davis blow helmet to helmet. It is outrageous, and he should be suspended for it. As much as I like Thomas Davis,
yep,
it is the epitome of dirty. It is gross to watch. It's brutal. It's a brain-scrambling, Bennett Amalu will cry when he sees it kind of hit. That's what we're talking about here. So Davante Adams has all the right in the world to be pissed off about that hit. If Zach Brown wants to say, stop crying, you signed up for this, I didn't sign up to get a helmet to the side of my helmet away from the play during a return that has nothing to do with anything. I signed up to be tackled after I caught a football, sure. I have no problem with the Zach Brown comment in a different, maybe
different context.
But the way that he's using this is if Davante Adams is doing something wrong, saying Thomas Davis do better, it's completely incorrect.
It's, again, it's the place and the time, the context of it. We're talking about a guy that got concussed here by a cheap shot. There's a huge difference between cheap shots, and that's kind of where we are now. We've established this is a cheap shot. It wasn't 20 years ago. It is now. Okay?
Does it change anything that Davante Adams has had this happen to him two times this season? I think it does.
That's what I said. Matters.
Of this happening to him.
So if you're saying a running back complaining about coming through a hole and you get meat and stood up by Zach Brown, and if he's bitching him on and they hit me so hard, yeah, okay, fine. You know, if you don't want to, you don't want to have any contact in this man's game, then don't play it. Difference between that and, yeah, a guy gets blindsided and is concussed for the second time in 6 weeks. That, you see what I'm saying? Like there's a balancing act here. There's a middle ground that we can all be happy with. Is there inherent risk in the sport, no matter how safe you try to make it and legislate it? Absolutely. We're all very much aware of that. It's frankly part of what draws us to this thing, that these guys are walking a high wire. There's still a way, though, to say, if you don't want to get hit, don't play. I'm going to keep bringing it the only way I know how until they tell me I can't anymore. No problem with that attitude, Zach Brown. In fact, I want my linebackers to think that way. I don't want them to be, oh, gee, I hope they don't get any more yards. I hope perhaps I can slow their progress a bit. No, of course not. I want them coming downhill and thumping. That's exactly what he should be doing. But there's a difference between that and saying, you know, standing over a guy as he's lifeless on the field with concussion arms. And that's kind of what you're verbally doing right there when you say, don't come into my area. You don't want to get hit. Well, yeah, you can hit a guy. But maybe don't blindside him and concuss him. I guess that's where I'm at.
Amanda in Winchester says you've muted her as well.
What is going on?
You can see her tweet. She just tweeted both of us.
I can't.
Tell Danny I think I'm muted too. You know what? Are you looking at only verified, not all?
No, I'm looking at mentions. Dar, come in here and fix this.
Can you please help Danny? Spin that around to me real quick.
Right. Okay, so I'm looking at...
Are you on mentions? No, what's the last mention you got?
So that's all.
Yeah, so she's muted.
I've not muted anybody. I've not gone in and muted anybody.
I think... No, she's not there.
Quote, if you tweet me about Star Wars, I will mute you.
Okay, Dar, talk in there.
So what have you done here?
He's pointing at something.
You had your quality filter on, so now I'm turning it off to see if that helps at all.
What is quality filter do?
And there it is.
Oh, look! Right there!
There's Gylo?
There's Gylo and there's Amanda.
Okay, so what's a quality filter?
The quality filter is basically it takes out the tweets from people that you don't want to see or who have too low of a follower count than you. So Danny had it on. It does it automatically. It's something he would never know to turn off because
I've never even thought of
that. I've never turned that off. I see all these.
Go into the settings right there.
Okay, settings.
You have it off.
Okay.
So Danny had the quality filter on.
So if I just turned it on.
Yeah.
So now will I not see Gylo's tweets?
No.
Wow.
You just see more of the verified and higher follower count.
I want to not see people that I specifically have gone out of my way to not see.
That's muted.
If you have muted them, you're not going to see them.
Right. That's what I want. And I've done that. I want to control who I don't see.
Correct. This is just opening up more of your followers.
I got no problem with that. I want that.
Yeah, I know. It did it automatically like a year ago. And
you see, Gylo? You see, buddy?
Look at this. Look at this, by the way.
Grant leads the league in muting.
I mean, this is
Conservatively, how many have you muted? Top of your head.
Look at my list of muting.
It's a lot.
You muted that guy?
Yeah. That guy.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh.
That guy.
There are a couple surprising names here.
This one?
No, that one's not surprising.
Pretty big media personality.
That one is,
surprising.
This is a fun game.
Wait, slide back up. I missed that one you guys said.
This one?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, of course. That one was easy.
I mean, that's my friend.
Yeah, that one I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. That one is surprising, dude.
Yeah, that is one of your friends.
Surprising.
That's a must.
A colleague, I would say.
How many people are muted on
here? I can't say mentor, but someone
this one's great. Dar, you got to look at this one. You'll love this one.
This is great radio, by the way.
I bet it is. That one's so necessary.
Grant's muted list is hilarious. This may be the funniest thing that he's done.
It's anyone that's ever disagreed with him.
Not quite, no. You've got to call me a jerk or you got to like curse at me.
So there's some that aren't even disagreement, Tommy. It's not. Yeah. There are some that just, it's a lot to deal with.
I guarantee you I'm muted. I guarantee you.
Why would you be muted?
You're not muted.
The way I would describe it is.
Very simple. I can describe it very easily.
Ahead.
Either you are annoying and talk about things I don't care about all the time. And like, I have no reason to follow you. In other words, like, I follow you because it's the right, nice thing to do.
Yeah, like, you follow me because we work on a show together. But if I was
just Tom in the
world, you would never follow me.
I disagree. You like the Capitals. I like the Capitals. You do a radio show about the Capitals that I like. I think I would follow you.
So that's a lot of wrestling gifts.
Well, I would follow you for all things Capitals because I find you to be a good source of information about that. I would, how do I say this the right way? This is going to come out bad. I would live with, as a cost of doing business, wrestling stuff that I don't understand.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
And I do. And I would absolutely follow you.
And then that is one, or just you're a jerk, generally speaking. If like more than three times you've caused me any kind of anxiety or me wondering, what did I do to this person? Like if I've asked myself, what did I do to this person more than twice because you're just being a jerk or a bleep to me, you're muted. I don't need that in my life. I wouldn't acknowledge it at a bar. I wouldn't. So I'm like, you know what? This guy doesn't like me. That's fine. If you don't like me,
you're allowed to not
I don't
like
need
me.
To see you on Twitter. You're
exactly.
perfectly allowed to not like
me. I got plenty of those.
I don't need to see you being a jerk.
The surprising ones on there are guys that don't fall into any of those categories that are just out there, and they're a lot.
There's one guy. I now know the answer how much wrestling is too much wrestling for Grant.
Who is it? Oh, the guy that...
It's a surprise.
He's a professional athlete.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't do that.
Hosted a show.
Yeah. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
Oh, no, I have to do a read. Wait a minute. Shh. Go see my friends at Tedbert Ford for a great deal on vehicles. You can get brand new cars and trucks and SUVs at terrific prices, and they will take care of you. They'll take great care of you. All right, shh. If you buy a new car, a truck, stop looking at me, Grant. Don't mute me. If you buy a car, truck, SUV between now and December 23rd from Tempered Ford, you get a $500 Visa gift card. You can use that for whatever the heck you want. That is a good deal. Lots of good deals going on right now at Tempered Ford. And when you buy from Tempered Ford, as always, you get Tedbert for life, lifetime vehicle coverage. New, pre-owned, doesn't matter. Anything with 100,000 miles or less, you get yourself Tedbert for life. That's big stuff. Powertrain, little stuff, like they'll fix your windshield for you. Other things that are going on right now. All the 2017s, all of them, 0% financing, 0% APR for 72 months on all the 2017s. The theme, they got to go. 2018 Ford Explorer, lease for as little as $245 a month or up to $8,000 off the MSRP. 2018 Ford Fusion. I got a 17. Love it. 2018, you can lease for $199 a month or up to $6,000 off the MSRP. Your bottom line is, go see my pals at Tedbert Ford and tell them Danny sent you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
few minutes of Grant and Danny. Do this for us. If you missed any part of the show today, go download our podcasts. They're available for you at grantanddanny.com/audio. Really cool way to listen to the show after the fact, hour by hour now, because we've redone it. And Brendan and Tom do a great job with this. So to go to grantanddanny.com/audio. Kirk Cousins on the show today. You can hear that interview. Any part of our recaps of some of the NFL action, the Redskins win over the Cardinals. We last heard about an hour ago that we were down to a few dozen seats remaining.
Less than that even, yeah.
We were over 90% sold out for the 106.7 The Fan live event at the Tally Ho Theater, January 26th. This is the second annual live event presented by the Purple Heart Foundation. There will be no script. There will be no FCC rules. Anything is going to go. It's a night of laughs, behind-the-scenes stories, and more. Details at thefandc.com/live.
Really looking forward to it, man.
It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, the first one was so much fun. Again, it's to me, the two stars of the show are Jason, when he has a couple adult sodas, and Chad is so good at that kind of ushering the conversation, emceeing the thing, chiming in with hand grenades himself. It's awesome. It is really, really cool.
Make sure you're there, but you're going to have to buy tickets now because they're going to be sold out by probably a couple hours from right now.
Agreed.
Is my best guess. Here's my observation on the Redskins' offense on the way out. They lack speed badly right now down the field. And I don't just mean with Chris Thompson hurt. I mean at the receiver position.
Yes.
Josh Doctson can run. He's got a good 40 time, and we've seen him get behind people at times. But he is a long-striding, kind of galloping, horse-speed type guy. He is not a quick-twitch, explosive burst guy, which is why I hated the end of round, by the way. He's not the kind of guy that's doing anything quickly and you're not touching him in a phone booth, Jamison Crowder style. He is just, hey, I'm up to speed, now I can run past you kind of fast.
Yeah, he gets to 60, but he didn't have a great 0-60.
Think about the big plays to him down the field. It's pass interferences. It's him well-covered mossing people. It's him making diving catches while he's covered when Kirk Cousins threw him the ball when he wasn't behind everybody. Think about what when they stretch the field, how do they do it? It's 25 and 30-yard passes in the seam to Jamison Crowder behind a linebacker on a matchup. It's Vernon Davis one-on-one with a ball dropped right into the basket. When's the last time they had a receiver just beat everyone with speed? It was probably Terrell Pryor against the Chiefs way back in September when he pushed off for like a 44-yard touchdown on Monday Night Football.
And even still, there wasn't a ton of separation.
No,
it wasn't like he was
barely,
you know, in the clear.
Pushed off Marcus Peters.
I mean,
because
we were spoiled with DeShaun Jackson, who does this as good or better than anybody that's played really since Randy Moss. So, obviously, they don't make too many of those guys, but I think that's what they got to find on the cheap at some point. I don't know if it's one of the extra cast of Arizona receivers. I don't know if it's, you know, I don't want to overreach and draft a John Ross type guy. He was made zero snaps and plays in Cincinnati this year and has been a giant bust and a failure. But they need something downfield because I don't think anybody's scared of them down the field. You know, if your best option is Vernon Davis on some kind of wheel route or whatever, I'll take my chances. Thanks.
Absolutely. But they got to add speed.
Desperately.
Because right now you just play them short. You take away some of their stuff underneath. You don't have to respect them vertically. And it's making their offense looked a lot worse lately. But they just don't have the possibility of beating you down the field. So why even respect it? Chad's going to be breaking down the game, a 20-15 win over the Cardinals throughout the day on Chad Dukes versus the world. So make sure you're listening at 2 o'clock. And again, grantanddanny.com/audio is where you can grab our podcasts. Great job, as always, to Brendan and Thommy. We appreciate their hard work on the show.
Always a lot of fun. It's better when the Redskins win, even if it means we're deprived of the joy of Chris Russell hoofing it 40-plus miles or whatever the heck the distance is from Nationals Park to Ashburn, waving a Redskins flag. We're deprived of that content, but we do have a W. For GP, for Brennan, for Tom, for Danny, CDB2W is up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.